In Apple's earliest days, the two Steves, Jobs and Woz, took on an older and more experienced partner. Ronald Wayne now lives and works near Las Vegas. A fitting location for a man who walked away with nothing from a $37 billion no-lose bet. Wayne was invited to discuss a business proposal with Jobs and Woz.
That was the first time I met Steve Wozniak. He was a fascinating guy, fun guy to be with. Not only a fun guy to be with, the most gracious man I've ever met in my life. As far as Wozniak was concerned, the world was a great big sandbox with a lot of toys to play with.
But Ron's opinion of Steve Jobs was not so hot.
I wouldn't put gracious in his description. He had the kind of manner, the kind of approach to people and environments that were business directed, okay? He was extremely serious.
Wayne acted as referee in a minor difference of opinion between the two equal partners.
Well, Steve Jobs was so impressed with my diplomacy in that particular situation that he immediately came back and said, okay, what we're going to do is form a company with Woz and Jobs getting 45% each, and I would get 10% as a tiebreaker in the event of any philosophical disputes that might occur in the future.